Hey everybody, this is Dario with AfterBuzz TV. Did you know that TrueCar.com is changing car buying forever? Yes, everyday TrueCar users receive negotiation-free guaranteed savings. Now, some features are not available in all states, but that's okay. In the first 6 months of this year, over 275,000 cars were sold by the TrueCar Certified Dealer Network. TrueCar users save an average of $3,221 off of their MSRP. When you're ready to buy a car, just follow these three easy steps. First, go to TrueCar.com and find out what people pay for the car you're looking for. Then register at TrueCar.com to see upfront pricing information and lock in your savings. The third step is so simple. Just print out your TrueCar savings certificate and take it to the TrueCar certified dealer for a better, hassle-free car buying experience. Remember, everyday TrueCar users receive negotiation-free guaranteed savings. Save your time, save money, and never overpay. Visit TrueCar.com today. That's TrueCar.com.
You're tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Everybody's gonna have an opinion.
Yeah.
Woo! What? After
buzzes, yeah, you know what I'm saying?
You guys, we're halfway through the season. Week 8, Monday Night Football.
Damn, already?
Can you believe it?
I know.
Jeez.
I'm ready for it to be over.
It's kind of
that's because you're a Jets fan.
No, you
everyone
have to
else.
Be an optimist and fight through. You have another half to go.
I'm just kidding.
Exactly.
I'm good.
Actually, it would be a good idea to start the show off on a moment of silence for the Jets.
Come on.
Well.
Okay. Here's a moment of silence.
Right. We always start with Jets talk here, but let's introduce ourselves. I'm your host, Christina Kaplan. I'm joined by
Thaddeus Massey.
Kevin John.
Hey, I'm Steph Z, the Jets fan.
Yes.
Ooh.
That's okay, man. I'm proud.
So fine. Let's talk a little bit about the Jets then.
Shit.
They are 1-7.
We're gonna give this what? Let's give this
A minute. They're 1-7.
We had the only reason why I think that it's any newsworthy is because we had two big press conferences today that I feel like I'm by myself and no one else saw them. We had the GM speak and Rex speak. Michael Vick is gonna start next week, which I think is a big move. It's a good move. It's a move. I'm happy with a move.
I'm a Vick fan.
Happy with a move. Everyone's talking about Rex's job. Mike's job, like the GM, everyone's job, and they're clearly not addressing that. They're saying game to game. The only thing we're focusing on is Kansas City. So, go ahead.
I want to know because I didn't see the game. It wasn't nationally televised, obviously. I know Gino. How did Percy Harvin play?
It wasn't super impressive. He played well.
But he didn't do anything crazy.
No, he had some good plays, but he was returning some kicks. He had some good plays.
He had his uniform on.
No, he had some good plays. I like his. What I felt watching the team is I felt that because Gino was out very quick. He threw 2 receptions and 3 interceptions out. That was his stats for the game.
Pitiful.
And Mike.
But did he get hurt?
No.
Did he get hurt?
They said that on the tackle he hurt his shoulder a little bit, but
his
I call bullshit.
Were hurt.
Oh, stop
Go
it.
Girl.
But I did. I liked Percy Harvin there. I feel like all the stuff about him not getting along with the other Seahawks is going to be okay.
Hey, well, if you hadn't heard, there's a lot of issues now with Marshawn Lynch in that locker room, too. So maybe it's not these guys and it's something internal in the Seahawks organization.
Which is crazy to me.
Yeah, something's backed up in payroll.
I think something.
Yeah, right? No, that is true.
Go, girl.
You said something's backed up the payroll?
Something's backed up in payroll, the payroll department.
Well, they better have that cleared up because Russell's expecting a record contract come the end of the season.
Yeah. He's going to get it.
But, the thing is, I wouldn't be surprised, actually, and this is a bold statement, but if Russell Wilson was actually the epicenter of all the turmoil going on in the locker room.
It wouldn't surprise me either, honestly.
What?
Yeah.
Why would you?
For a number of reasons.
Let's hear this out.
For a number of reasons. One, there's been other teammates of his questioning his leadership to the point, and this is controversial, I don't agree with this, but they're saying that he wasn't black enough.
Yeah,
now,
I heard that
what they meant
too.
By that, is up for interpretation. Was that, I guess, I don't know. He's not dark-skinned enough. You know, he looks Hawaiian.
No,
so
is he black? But it's because, he said, is it because I'm well-spoken and educated that they say I'm not black enough? He's
Time
like,
out.
What does that mean? That's what he said. He's like, what does
Time
that
out.
Even mean?
Richard Sherman is educated.
Right.
And people will get, say he's beyond black.
Right.
I
so,
Richard,
you know.
I thought Russell Wilson was just had a suntan. is he black?
He is black, man. That
okay,
black.
So really? You agree he's not black enough?
Well, he's black
enough.
Wait,
time out. Well, that's go there. What is black enough?
I don't know what that
well,
means
like,
either.
Like, that's so ridiculous, man. I know we tap dance around things
I'm
like
sure
this.
I'm sure most of his fans in Seattle are pretty sure he's black enough.
Wait, time out.
All the fans in Seattle
watch. Right, and I know this is going to start a wildfire, but and I'm going to go there. Like, what? I mean, are we really talking about Ryan black enough? Like, he's a freaking brilliant quarterback. Maybe his head's just a little big because he won a freaking Super Bowl.
Well, who's
and he's
saying
just kind
this?
Of a
wait,
jerk.
Wait. Kevin, who's saying this?
Some of his teammates came out. I think they spoke on condition of anonymity.
Yeah.
Anonymity. They were anonymous.
Anonymous.
Clearly, I'm not the educated black guy.
I was just
going to
say.
So, anyway.
You are
you're black enough. I am black enough because right. I mispronounced
No, that's right. So messed up that we're even playing
oh,
into
God.
This whole
thing. That was
thing.
Kind of racist.
But it's funny.
But
it is, but it's like, I just feel like it's so tap danced around. Like, all these statistics you hear, like, there's not that enough black quarterbacks. There's too many black quarterbacks. Like, seriously, like, once
what,
we stop
what
making
does
that
race
the
have
issue,
to do with anything
right.
in football?
So once we stop
that's
talking about that being a reason for any type of behavior, then it will go away. So we should just move on to that. They might
well, see,
have
that,
problems.
No, that's a misconception because if people are doing things based on whatever, just because you ignore it doesn't mean it is going to go away.
Not
that's
ignore
what the problem
it,
is.
But I feel like there's a negative stigma around it that
yeah.
we're kind of laughing at right now.
Yeah.
And I don't think that's appropriate either.
No,
not ignore
yeah.
it. Like, we're talking about it. That's what people are saying. But then we're kind of joking into it, which
but
I feel
it is
like
funny.
Is
funny. Because it's so asinine, it's funny.
Yes, it is asinine.
And I am still black enough, even though I said asinine.
I don't know.
All right. I was concerned for a minute.
Yeah, yeah. Sure.
Thanks for clarifying.
All right, well, let's move on from this asinine talk and move into our Monday Night Football. It's
right.
The Cowboys versus the Redskins.
Oh, we're already done bashing the Jets. I thought that was going to be longer.
Well, we can bash them more later.
No, the minute's
later on.
The minute's gone.
Yes,
the Cowboys.
Yes, it's over.
The Cowboys and Redskins. They went into overtime. Redskins won by a field goal.
Wow.
It was a tight game.
Wow.
Not what I think anyone expected, too. Which
no.
is, you know,
all of us bet wrong.
Yes, we were all wrong. Everyone I know said there's no way the Redskins are winning this game. I mean, they were in Dallas. And they lost. I mean, and they beat the Cowboys, who were on a 6-game winning streak.
Colt
so,
McCoy.
Yes.
Well, I'll take him.
Let's start off talking about Colt McCoy then.
Yeah.
I'll give you his stats. He was 25 for 30, 299 yards, one interception.
Go, Colt. I'm a fan.
Do you guys think Colt McCoy is the answer for this Redskins team?
I'm
I don't know
this.
If he's the answer for this team. I would like to see this guy get an opportunity to perform here and then go somewhere else where he could really shine.
So you think this that whole, the minute that RG3 is healthy, he will start?
Of course.
Yeah, he's
that's
your
franchise.
Of course.
He's got the franchise.
Most definitely.
Yeah.
If not next weekend, the week after.
I'll put it like this.
He has too many endorsement deals.
Yeah.
That is true. The only person that really truly jeopardized RG3's starting position at one point was Kirk Cousins.
Mm-hmm.
And due to his poor play, there's no longer a debate. There's no longer controversy. That is RG3's seat when he gets back there.
I don't even think Cousins even threatened it.
Well, there was
just my
there
opinion.
Was talk
there was
of
talk,
it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that was just BS talk.
Right. I mean,
yeah.
That wasn't real. That's just to start.
Okay, so let me ask you a question. This kind of goes back to what Christina said. Do you truly think that RG3, from what he's done the last 3 years, is their quarterback
franchise
of the future? They should put all of that faith and trust in him? What do you think?
Should, and what they're doing is two totally different things. Do I think they should do it? No. Are they doing it? Yes.
Okay, so
why do you think they are?
Yeah.
Because they put so much into
just
him when they first
on
got
what
him.
What they've been doing.
But it's like, I feel like that's a common thing that's happening with some
doing.
Of these quarterbacks. Like, but it's not been working. He's been
I
hurt.
Agree.
Yeah,
well,
that's what I'm
saying.
But
that
why
doesn't
do
mean
they
their energy is not Should Dak, I just said, should they? No, but they are. Their energy is all on him.
Yeah.
Right, so, but I'm saying there's got to be a way to start reworking some of these contracts.
They have to, but I mean, what are they going
to
do?
It always comes back to the money and this, that, and the other thing.
It comes back to money, business, marketing, endorsements, that whole thing. It's a whole package deal. You can't just have a guy who has this much hype put around him and then just cut him cold turkey.
Right, has RG3 had one complete season?
Yeah. They would, old school, they would.
Yeah. His first season, yeah, but that was in the playoffs.
He played the entire season.
Yeah.
Okay, and he had a good season. He played well.
Well, he got hurt in the wild card game.
So up until the wild card game, he played well, and then he hasn't had a complete season since then.
Correct.
So I think that they are kind of holding on to that last little string of hope that he will come back from these injuries and, you know, prove to be the quarterback that they drafted him for.
Problem with RG3 is this, and I'm just going to say it. A, he's injury prone. B, he is not a pocket passer. C, he does most of his damage outside of the pocket, but also escaping the pocket. There's a high probability that you're going to get hurt as a quarterback as well. So, is he one of the most explosive quarterbacks that we've seen come in the league in the last 5 years? Absolutely. I would say within the last, since Vic, I would say RG3 is the most explosive mobile quarterback. But
really?
Since Vic, I don't think we've seen any other explosive
mobile. He didn't even go
that was that much of a. No, I wouldn't even put. And I'm a 49er fan.
Oh,
no.
We know.
Well, of course, that goes.
I wouldn't say
we were on a bye week too, so it was a sad week for me. But
that's why he's at like an 8 tonight.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I'm just, you know, I'm not.
He's
my
like, I'm just
self.
Here.
I didn't want to be here because the Niners didn't play this week, but
that sucks.
But no. I mean, as far as and Kaepernick's a good comparison because he does bring that kind of threat.
What about Cam Newton?
No,
Cam Newton's a baller.
No, he's
he
a
can
baller,
run though. And he can sit in the pocket and throw.
No. I still.
What about Russell Wilson?
All right, there's another.
But no. But see, the thing is with Russell, Cam, and Kaepernick, these are people that are mobile quarterbacks. Very true, but yet they also are pocket passers as well, and they will sit in the pocket and throw out of the pocket.
Okay.
Where RG3, I think, is a defense. I'm more afraid of his mobility than I'm afraid of his arm. If RG3,
you're not afraid of his arm.
I don't think RG3 can't beat me with his arm.
You're not afraid of his arm.
He can beat me with his feet, but he's not going to beat me with his arm. So
is he going to beat you with his feet?
He can.
If they work.
We've seen it before.
All you got to do is lick him a couple times and it's a wrap. Right. All you got to do is square up on him a couple times and it's over.
Which goes back to my initial thing.
You put him out of the game and he give him just one or two pops from a linebacker, he's good.
Why he's injury prone and which is why unless he learns how to be a pocket passer, he's not going to be able to flourish in this league.
Right.
So that was my initial statement. I 100% agree with you.
That's why I think the NFL needs to hire a couple of consultants like me and Kevin John to let these guys know what they think they're getting when these guys come out of college, stop looking at this merchandising and how many jerseys they can sell. I know that's part of the business, but how many jerseys is he selling right now?
That's a good question.
Probably. I mean, you guys could be, you're probably selling a lot of signed crutches right now.
And you think if RG3 comes back next week, you think he'll last the rest of the season? You think he'll have a whole half season? Yeah.
But the problem is they keep trying to rush him back in too early.
But they do that with everyone.
Well, of course, because that's your franchise. You're paying them all this money.
Seats.
You want to, yeah.
You
I
want
understand.
Him to, and you want him to sell. I mean, you want him to play because you're paying him, and you put all these marketing dollars and all this money behind him. So you're like, this is what the fans are coming to see.
So, question to everyone out here:
Would you put? Do the fans want to see RG3, or do the fans want to see a win?
Well, they saw a win tonight.
The fans definitely want to see a win.
And he didn't
win
see it.
More than anything.
But you got to also remember there's TV contracts that are involved as well. It's not just the fans that are going to the stadium.
It's the
real money
end.
Is the business end where you're looking at TV contracts.
Absolutely.
Who somebody, I just want to turn on the, I want to see RG3 run their ball. I want to see him play. I'm not a Redskins fan, but I like this guy. He's electrifying, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
That's what you're looking at. That's the ultimate business of it.
It's so
let me ask you, would any of you guys put RG3 back into the lineup immediately
Does anybody want to see RG3 the pocket pastor?
I would watch that.
Especially
with Deshaun Jackson
on a team,
Pierre Garçon.
I know you would watch it. But does anybody want to see RG3 the pocket pastor? I'm talking about from a branding perspective.
No.
Definitely not.
Okay, but
they want to see
Does anybody want to see Peyton Manning run the ball? No.
I would watch that.
They want to see Peyton Manning, the pocket passer.
That's what you got to understand.
True.
But Peyton Manning, also, how many years has he been in the league?
But he's always been that.
Exactly. People want to see longevity with their stars. People want to see RG3 have longevity.
People want to see how they've been branded and what they feel in their mind, how they've been programmed to view that player. That's what they want to see.
Right, and for RG3, it's not a pocket passing.
It's not pocket passing.
No.
You know, I'd love
they
to see...
They want to see the excitement.
You know, right. I'd love to see be able to throw the ball? Geno Smith. So anyways... Back to what you were saying.
I love that that's like the out of every conversation. Just throw a dig into this.
Pretty much.
Steph, you know I can't refrain.
Hey,
I'm
man,
sorry.
If tables were turned, you'd be pissed. I can take it.
He's good at it that time.
I know.
He's good
it's
at digging
okay.
On
I like it.
I got to give it to him.
Okay, Kevin, you mentioned DeSean Jackson. He had six receptions for 136 yards.
Yeah. Beast.
Is he the most dangerous
deep threat in the league?
Yeah. Is he the most feared deep ball receiver?
I would say Calvin Johnson is the most feared receiver in the league.
Yes, Calvin Johnson.
Because Calvin, I mean, he's
Megatron.
He's right. Megatron for a reason.
Well, he's out right now, so
Yeah, he's not as feared, but...
But he's the guy that, when he comes back, he's not a guy who's injury prone either, so you're not afraid of like, oh yeah, we'll pop him and then he'll go back out. Like...
DeSean, you know
he's going to come back and he's going to be a beast.
You know what? I can compare DeSean to. But the funny thing is, they don't have nearly the same body size. But it's Randy Moss. And the reason I compare DeSean Jackson to Randy Moss is because they both have opposing defenses scratching their heads when it comes to just deep threat receiver. Randy wouldn't come across the middle. He'd rarely come across the middle. He wasn't a possession receiver. But you best believe you would be scared as hell as him beating you deep. And that's the same thing that DeSean Jackson brings to that team.
Interesting.
He's a deep threat receiver.
Right, and that's what Colt McCoy even said after the game. He's like, man, you know, you can never outthrow DeSean. He's so fast.
Oh, man.
And he is. You saw that one catch that he had for like 59 yards or something.
Exactly.
Where he was like catching it behind it. He pretty much outrun the pass. And it wasn't like it was a bad throw. It was a great throw, but he's just so fast.
Yeah.
I love him.
Yeah.
Even when he was with the Eagles, like, he just
like,
makes...
That was romantic.
No, stop. He just makes those... He catches the bomb. Yes. Like, that's what I want to see. Yeah. Like, how you're saying is that people want to see. So, like, I want to see that long ball caught.
And he's got great hands. He rarely drops those passes, too.
Very true.
Which is what
he's definitely fun to watch. He's an electric flying player.
So little, though, too. I mean, you look at him, and you're like, dude, is like, what, 5'8" or 5'9" and 100?
No,
he's like 5'10", 5'11".
He's bigger than that. You know, you're thinking of Steve Smith. Steve Smith is that small.
Yeah, and Sproles is like 5'8".
Steve Smith is like 5'9".
But he's swole, though. DeSean is a little on the slimmer side.
But he's taller.
Yeah.
He's taller than...
Oh, he is? Okay.
Yeah, than Steve Smith,
He's definitely under 6 feet.
He's under, but he's not as short as Steve Smith. I think he's like 5'10".
I think Sproles is probably the shortest out of those.
Sproles is
tiny.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure he's my height.
5'6" or something like that.
Yeah.
Quick as hell, though.
Yeah,
right?
He's really quick.
He knows how to
bang
people.
He's fast and quick.
There was somebody else, I think it was either this weekend or last weekend. I want to say it was a rookie that was like, he's like 5'6", 5'7" as well.
Oh, from the Chargers.
Brandon Oliver.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah.
That's who it was. And he's tiny, just like Sproles, and, you know, getting in and out, like, beating guys left and right, which is crazy.
Well, Woodhead's small, too.
Yeah, well, he's out right now.
Yeah, but, I mean, Chargers, he's a small guy, too.
Yeah. Well,
you gotta get up to Sproles, too, for his durability. You know, and guys like him and Maurice Jones-Drew, they have...
UCLA.
Yeah, Bruins, baby. they have, and shout out to you guys for beating Colorado in overtime. Well, at least you won. Anyway, these guys have actually made a name for smaller players, or like Steve Smith, who's an undersized receiver who has excelled in the league on
Come on, Jerry Rice did it
levels.
Before him. As far as small.
You think Jerry Rice was a small guy?
Jerry Rice was a small
Jerry
dude.
Jerry Rice is what, 6 feet at least?
Nah, Jerry Rice is like 5'10 or 5'11, dude. He may be listed officially as 6 feet, but dude, I think
Jerry Rice was 6 feet.
He may be listed officially, but no, I know.
We're going to go to our statistician. Our producers here are going to look that up.
Jerry Rice was at my house last night. I measured him myself.
I did.
Well, speaking of, you know, dynamic receivers... running backs. Let's talk about our boy DeMarco Murray. Yes,
holy crap!
He has now rushed for 1,056 yards in 8 games
already.
In 8 games,
There's only like 8 other players that have done that or something like that.
It's not a very small number. Yeah.
Talk about a guy making a name for himself right now.
Jerry Rice is 6'2".
Thank you. I knew he was 6 something.
Dude, he's listed at 6'2".
You are no longer a true. Okay, so even if he's listed at 6'2", he's
I'll see what DeSean Jackson's listed.
He's still 6 feet. DeSean Jackson listed at 5'10". I'm almost sure he's listed at 5'10".
All right, okay. Let's see.
And Jerry Rice is 6. I knew he was 6 something.
I remember Jerry Rice as being small.
Exactly. I don't either.
But what do you think?
He
what
was
do you
never
think?
The biggest guy. Like, no, he Terrell was never, Owens is a big receiver.
No, he was he's big. But see, the thing about Jerry Rice is Jerry Rice was never considered fast. He was just excellent route runner.
DeSean Jackson, 5'10".
Yes.
Precision.
Sexy. Thank you.
And Wes Welker, he's a small guy, too.
Welker's like 5'8", 5'9".
He does drugs.
He's like 5'9".
That's true. Allegedly.
But look, you live in Colorado. Isn't, like, marijuana and all that stuff legal?
I don't think...
Well, marijuana
I don't think what he did is legal.
Marijuana's not a drug. It's a plant.
Okay, well, anyway. You guys, listen to these outrageous stats. Not only is he leading the league in rushing, he's got 209 offensive touches. The next closest is Matt Forte with 163.
Wow, that's a big difference.
He's got 187 rushes. Now 1,056 rushing yards. The next closest is Arian Foster. I don't know how many he got in the game this week, but previously he had 615. So nowhere near DeMarco Murray.
He had a great game, though, too.
He's had 28 rushes of 10-plus yards. He's has 7 rushing touchdowns, but 5 fumbles on the season so far.
That's what they're saying.
So yes,
ball
well,
security.
He had one tonight.
Ball security.
Arian Foster is actually second to him in 3 of those categories.
Yes.
Yeah. Arian Foster is a baller too. But,
Undrafted too. Kevin Beeson.
Right.
Well, so are some of the, not undrafted, but a lot of the Cowboys contracts are going to be up there like free agents this year.
And the thing that's interesting about DeMarco
Murray. Is Romo one of those?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah,
we're gonna get on to Romo in a second.
Don't worry.
So bad.
I know, right?
I almost borrowed a Cowboys shirt to wear tonight, but I couldn't do it.
I want to be a Cowboys fan again so bad. I just can't do it until this era is over and done. Just can't. Do
what
it.
The Jerry Jones era?
No.
The Tony Romo.
The Romo era.
The Romo. Whatever.
Romo. No mo. No mo Romo. When there's no mo
hashtag
Romo.
Hashtag that.
I'll be back on Romo. Yeah.
Do you guys?
I think he'd be an excellent. He'd be an amazing backup, though. I think he'd be like the best backup in the league.
No, the best backup ever
Here
was
we go.
Steve Young.
I knew you were going to say it. I knew it.
The best backup ever.
Knew it.
Okay. I can go with that. But I'm talking about right now. He'd be the best backup in the league.
Best backup in the league right now.
No, Romo would be if he was a backup.
I don't know, man. I think Blake Bortles is pretty
Blake
good.
Blake Bortles is a starter, though.
He's often. I don't know if that's if he's secured it for the rest
of
the
year. I'm pretty sure he threw like 4 or 5 interceptions in this last game.
So. If you guys, listen, real quick, if you guys want to call in and curse me out, if you Cowboys fans are mad because I
please
said
do it.
No more Romo. And I love the Cowboys. I've always loved the Cowboys. But I love that whole Troy Aikman flawless era that I think the Cowboys are worthy of and supposed to be. So I hold the Cowboys to a different standard. That's just me. That's how I am. You can call in. We can talk about it. 424-256-1729. 424-256-1729 right now.
You heard that.
But in the same sense, I understand that era of Cowboys where we all kind of wanted to like them. It's been a while since the Aikman. Like, it's been a while of this Cowboys. And
Lakers, Cowboys, Yankees. That's just what it is for every sport. That's what the teams are. That's America's teams for each sport.
Right,
it's just
but
what
I feel
it
like
is.
What I'm saying Cowboys is my question is how long have you been in this lull of, like, not wanting to be a Cowboys fan? Because I feel like the past couple of years, it's been this same Romo roller coaster.
It has been. Yeah. And I've never been on that roller coaster, ever.
Kinda,
in fact,
yeah.
I didn't even park in the parking lot for that amusement park that the roller coaster was in since he's been there. I thought it was a good story for a minute, and then he was on the, you know, the Jessica Simpson thing. I thought that was cute for a second. But overall, on the field, I haven't been, like, a super fan. Do I think he's a cool guy? Would I go grab some beers and some wings with him? Hell yeah, of course. He seems like that kind of cool guy. But in general, on the field, not so much. Colt McCoy. Yeah.
Can you really?
No, dude, I want McCoy.
I love
the
McCoy.
Jets want McCoy.
Right.
We should sign him.
yesterday.
Actually, speaking of quarterbacks that look good, I thought Brandon Weeden looked pretty good. Even though he was barely in, I thought he looked very smooth. That he came in and electrified that offense.
Four,
10 straight points.
Yes. 4 for 6, 69 yards, and a touchdown.
And 25-yard dart to, Jason Witten.
Mm-hmm.
Brandon Weeden looked sharp. And, you know, honestly, I think Romo trying to come back in and play hero at the end of the game ultimately sabotaged.
Bad call.
Yeah, a horrible call.
Bad call.
And I understand, you know, you're the starting quarterback, you're the franchise quarterback. You want to be out there when the game's
but
on the line.
But you got the momentum.
But that was selfish of you because Brandon Weeden was doing something.
And he had the momentum.
He had the momentum going. And I think that was just Romo.
I think they could have won the game if
yeah,
they didn't do that.
I agree.
Absolutely.
I agree. Weeden was feeling it, too.
Him even coming back onto the field, they like understood that he was hurt. They had put past it. They were focused on the game.
Yeah.
Him coming back out, arguing on the sidelines whether or not to go back in or whatever was happening. After the game, they said that he was just getting cleared, whatever, asking him questions if he could play. But I definitely think that was a very, very bad call. But from the beginning tonight's game, like Dallas Cowboys 6-1. Like Tony Romo, from the beginning of this game, I was like, oh, this is going to be one of those Romo games. It started off, it wasn't solid. But you know what I mean? Because it's like he's either on or he's not. And from the beginning, he kind of wasn't. Then him getting hurt was just like, and besides
kind
the fact.
Kind of reminds me of Lamar Odom from back in the day.
Well, but besides the fact, too, you've got
it's
a
strange comparison.
That is a really strange comparison.
Because I was thinking about somebody who's just like, what are you going to get tonight?
Right.
That's true.
Is it going to be, you're going to ball or are you going to like choke? It's going to be one of those things. I always felt like that with him.
But in the same sense, too, it's like you've got, it's clear that he's there.
Too.
It's clear that he is their franchise quarterback. It's clear that they're 6-1. So a game so close like this, he's hurt with a reoccurring back injury. Do you like to risk him being worse hurt to maybe be out for more games? Like, it was just a dumb call all around.
Yeah,
it was dumb. He wanted to play savior. He wanted to play hero, put the cape on his back, and go out and prove to everybody that he's Tony Romo, the fighter.
I don't think it was
the
that.
Cowboy.
I don't think it was that. I don't think it was that. I think it's a survival. It was more survival. At this point, he's not in the same position.
Survival,
like
they're 6-1.
Yeah.
No,
they're doing more than surviving.
Yeah, but
sense of surviving the game, right? Is what you're talking about?
No, I'm just talking about career-wise. He's 6-1. Great. That doesn't change my mind about him. That doesn't change my... That is. That's a great record.
By the way,
6-1 is a
great
record.
You know who their one loss was too, right?
It was
Does anyone here know?
It was not to the Steve Young 49ers.
Whatever. That's a hater right there.
No, I love
That's
the 49ers.
A hater.
What are you talking about?
I have a legitimate question for you guys, though. Back to DeMarco Murray. I want to know what you think. Is it a matter of time before he kind of runs out of steam?
Listen, let me tell you something. When you have a running game, sorry, I have to cut you off. Tina, but when you have a running game that's commanding that kind of attention, the running game actually will dictate the pace of the game. This guy is carrying that team.
Oh,
yes.
He totally
yes.
is.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Because Dez Bryant, I'm pretty sure, only had about 30 yards tonight.
So
and
to go back to the Romo thing, I'm not giving him any credit for these wins. I'm sorry, I'm just not.
Okay, first of all, I think your hatred of Romo is a
I don't hate Romo. I'm just calling it.
Your disdain for Romo.
I love the Cowboys.
Embellished.
I'm just like, it's kind of like when Shaq was here and playing for the Lakers. I don't know. I just wasn't.
Yeah, and
Shaq
he brought you guys three rings. So, anyways,
he brought us three rings.
He brought you guys three rings.
Yeah, all by himself.
He did.
Him
he was named MVP one of those years.
Him and his big toe.
Look, I will never appreciate a player that I never feel works up that lives up to their full potential, even if they're dominant. Giving 85%. I don't agree with that. You give 100% and you bang it out 100% all the time when you can, how you can.
So you don't think that Romo is giving 100% is what you're saying?
No, I think Romo's giving 100%. I'm not comparing Romo to Shaq at all because the talent level is not even comparable. It's not even close. What I'm saying with Romo is if Romo wants to go back in the game, Romo is trying to... Once a backup comes in and has a couple of good games and Romo's out, it's not an RG3 situation where they're going to bring him back. I think they're going to give the next guy a shot.
So you're saying right now, if they had stayed with Weeden and Weeden had won the game, next week they would be considering starting Weeden?
No, well, let's say, definitely not. But let's say Romo would have stayed out another game and would have balled out.
But you're still looking at someone that brought them a 6-1 record. I could see if they were like 2-5 and Whedon came in and started winning games, then yeah.
Well, it's like if Michael Vick comes in and starts winning games for the Jets.
Okay, well, like how many rings does Romo have right now?
How many rings does he have?
Yes.
The same amount of rings as me.
That would be zero.
That'd be nothing.
Okay, let's talk about the next subject then.
Anyways, okay, rings don't obviously signify everything.
It doesn't, I mean, I just think that based on, like I said earlier, just you know, prefacing that this franchise is deserving of a higher caliber quarterback. That's all I'm saying.
But, and we can move on.
And I would say the same thing with the 49ers. I think certain teams are worthy of certain levels of players because of that market and what that history of that organization is. And I don't think Romo is...
Who would you like to see there?
That's what I was about to say.
I don't know. Not Romo. Just somebody better. I don't know. Somebody better.
Do you wish they would have actually drafted Johnny Football?
I would love that.
Marketing, he's terrible.
Marketing wise and business wise, I'm smart.
I was.
I would love to see what would have had just shake it up. A lot of people say they didn't. You didn't get him because they said Romo was already shitting bricks over the fact that they might get Johnny Football.
I was shocked Jerry Jones didn't pull the trigger on that.
It might happen. They said that there was a lot of rumors that Romo would not have been able to handle the pressure
of
a backup with that kind of attention waiting. And this guy's not going to stop being Johnny Football. He's in it, and he would have been in his home state.
But what does
smoking cigars on the sideline.
Honestly, it would have been too much
with a mink coat on, like Joe Namath back in the day. That's what he reminds me of, Broadway Joe. This dude is just so flamboyant, and he's got so much like confidence that, and he's so comfortable in his own skin. He knows who he is, what he can do, and you know.
But you got to understand, you think about how much of a distraction that would bring to the Cowboys franchise and to the locker room.
I think it would be more of a distraction to Tony Romo.
But what does that say?
That's what we have with our quarterbacks. So I agree with that.
Think about when they brought Tebow
to Sanchez. It was just a media circus. And I mean, Sanchez is incomparable to Tony Romo.
But
I think Tony Romo's better, but still, it was a media circus and it killed his confidence.
An elite quarterback would step up and do his job. That simple.
You don't bring a backup in with that kind of clout if you want your franchise quarterback
If you're doing your thing, you don't need to bring up a backup with that kind of clout.
Right, that's what I've been trying to say for the past 5 minutes.
Sorry, Tina Cap.
So what does that say about your quarterback if he's feeling pressure and intimidated by a backup when he is the franchise? When he's your franchise quarterback, then clearly he does not have the mindset to be a franchise quarterback. If he's going to lose focus, and not just focus on his game.
You could bring Johnny Football behind Troy Aikman, and Troy Aikman wouldn't have blinked. He wouldn't have flinched.
That's because Troy Aikman had that benefit of playing with the best offensive line ever, one of the greatest running backs ever.
Okay, so say Troy Aikman would have gotten hurt,
We need a bell.
Exactly.
It doesn't even matter to the Cowboys. Peyton Manning would be like, all right, cool, sit down over there because I'm going to go play.
Right. Take some notes, kid.
No, time out.
I'm with you.
Romo Coaster.
Look at his face.
Thank you, Stephen.
Yeah, that's great.
Time out. Let me ask you a question. If you take Tony Romo and put him on the Dallas team of the 90s, I guarantee you he produces 3 Super Bowl rings. If you take Troy Aikman and put him on the Dallas teams now, I guarantee you no rings. It's unfair to compare the both of them, especially because they had 2 totally different teams they were playing with and 2 totally different supporting casts. Back to my point that I was making to you, Tina. I'll let you marinate on that for a second before you come up with something. Back to you, Tina. So what I'm saying is you don't bring a polarizing...
But I don't agree with that.
Let him finish his... What were you going to say? You don't bring a polarizing...
You don't bring a polarizing, high-profile backup quarterback when you have a star quarterback. Would never bring a Manziel to Denver right now or to Seattle or to San Francisco or places where you have franchise quarterbacks because you know what it's going to bring. You only bring them to teams where the quarterback obvious reasons.
His way out. Kaepernick's not going anywhere. That's different. Those are different dynamics you're talking about.
Right, but and so you're saying, you were saying bring one quarterback into a different team, another quarterback into a different team. I get what you're saying, but I don't 100% agree with that because right now, even with the Jets, they're a freaking mess. But if you brought in if Tom Brady was playing for the Jets, we would be winning games no matter what personnel
that he had.
Look at the supporting cast that he had this year. He had all kinds of new people.
I don't agree with that Romo plan. We got 3 rings. I don't agree with that. I think that's bull crap.
What?
And no, I don't.
What? That is appalling.
It's appalling that you even said that. And I'm sure Michael Irvin and all the rest of the guys are appalled that you even said that.
I'm going to tweet at Michael Irvin right now.
Tell him to call.
Do it.
Say, do you think that Tony Romo...
I just saw him the other night.
Tony Romo played with his team.
I'm going to ask him. I'm going to ask Irvin next time I see him.
Ask him. Ask him and see what he says.
He would laugh.
First of all, let me tell you something about Aikman. You know, Aikman was never asked to carry that team as a quarterback. Emmitt was asked to carry that team. Aikman, if you look at a lot of his stats from the mid-90s, Romo has to carry that team.
You're a classic Cowboys fan, aren't you?
He's not even a Cowboys fan. He's talking from a sports perspective.
Romo single-handedly had to carry that team. Troy Aikman did not have to carry.
Talking about this year that he doesn't. He doesn't have to be the star. That's why they think he's settling down and winning games.
Who do you think will perform better with this Cowboys team? Do you think Troy Aikman would actually do better with this Troy Aikman team, him in his prime, being with this Cowboys team right now, than what Romo's doing right now?
I think Troy Aikman would probably do the same.
It's not that much better. They're 6-2. They're doing fine.
They really are.
It might be 6-1.
I'm just saying.
It might be 7-1 or 8-0.
I figure if Kevin John's doing a speech, I give him some music.
So like I was saying, I like how the Cowboys run through a bar when they come out.
And next.
And scene.
All right, so hopefully Michael Irvin will tweet me back right now. I just asked him, so we'll see.
Time to call in.
I know, right?
Let's 424-256-1729, Mike.
Okay, I want to know, obviously this was the biggest upset, you know, for the Cowboys in this season for them because they were on such a roll.
Any given Sunday, baby.
What does this loss mean for this team? Where do you think they go? Yeah, they play the Cardinals next week.
That's a good team.
So, what do you think? What do you see?
They're going to lose the next three games.
In Arizona?
No. In Dallas.
I kind of agree with that.
You think that's what you think is going to happen with them? They're going to kind of implode?
Who are their opponent after Arizona?
I don't know. I have to look it up.
Okay. Honestly, I think this loss is really going to be discouraging for them. I think it's kind of going to...
Okay, so they play the Cardinals, the Jaguars, then they have a bye week, then the Giants, Eagles, Bears, Eagles, Colts, Redskins again.
They'll win one of the next three.
I say they lose, then they win, then they're on a bye, so.
You said they lose and they win, okay.
I think they're going to lose against the Cardinals.
They're going to lose the Cardinals, I say that as well.
But as far
this
as,
is a hard
like,
loss tonight.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. As far as the mentality for this team in that locker room, do you think, I mean, who,
First
you,
of all,
I don't see Tony Romo being the guy in the locker room standing up and saying, look guys, we had a tough loss, like, you know, giving the motivational speech to his team, like, let's come back and do...
Did you see his press conference?
I didn't watch it.
Yeah, he's not exactly what you're saying. I agree.
So who's
he's
the leader on that team?
DeMarco Murray.
Yeah.
Des Bryant. Des Bryant is the emotional leader, obviously. We know that. But he is. And you see the passion in him. And honestly, I think they need to start feeding Bryant a lot more.
Yeah.
You're talking about one of the most, if not the most, physically dominant receiver in the league.
But who's supposed
you
to
saw
feed
what
him?
He did to Sherman.
He's not more physical than
you. Man, I ain't listen to you.
Who's going to feed him?
Anyways.
Burgess?
Right.
We Sorry. Didn't, anyways.
Right, exactly.
At any rate, they need to start feeding their star receiver more. You can't have Bryant only getting, you know, 3 receptions, 30 yards.
Yeah.
They have to feed him more. It's essential.
It's I completely agree. Terrence Williams had the majority at 6 receptions for 69 yards.
They do need to feed Des Bryant
a
lot
more.
Yeah. But you just need someone else to hold the spoon.
Man, if you don't leave Romo alone, dude, Romo is honestly, and the reason I keep defending him is because he truly has put his heart and soul out there for this franchise the last 5, 6, 7 years. And season after season, he's the one that's always scrutinized negatively, saying he's the reason that they're downfall when he has carried them on their back.
I'm not saying he had no help at all. I'm not saying he's the sole reason.
When the enemies came upon him, they stumbled and fell.
When the
opposition came and looked them in the eye. Tony Romo defeated them. And at the end of the day, if Tony Romo doesn't do anything else with his NFL career, he could say, you know what? I gave my all. I did the best I can. And I'm going to walk down the sunset a winner. No Super Bowl ring or at all. And I'm done. Sorry.
Okay.
I was like, here we go.
Hang up the cape. Hang up the cape.
Drop the microphone.
All right, someone take that soapbox away from him right now.
Thank you, Stephen. Thank you, Stephen.
Okay, so let's...
One request. Kevin, can you just talk further away from the mic if you're going to yell for every single word?
I'm just going to keep his mic over here for a
blowing out our speakers over here.
I'm on a five-minute timeout.
Yeah, you're on a timeout.
I'm on a five-minute timeout.
I love your passion for Tony Romo. At the end of the day, it is what it is. There's a persona of leadership that comes from every great quarterback.
He's a warrior. He is. I'll give him that.
And he is. But leader?
I agree. He's a good quarterback. He's good not quarterback. So good under clutch situations.
He has some good intangibles, but
he doesn't have that
leader,
thing on the
he
field.
He doesn't have that.
That he doesn't have that pizzazz or whatever you
that
want.
That presence.
Yeah.
He doesn't have the X factor.
No. He doesn't
Simon
have
Cowell
it.
Would have voted him off.
Yeah. But so we mentioned Dez Bryant needs to be fed a little bit more. Let's talk about another receiver that I think needs to be fed a lot more on that Redskins offense is Pierre Garçon.
Yeah.
He's been kind of...
Did he have, like, one catch tonight, too?
He had, let's see, four receptions for 47 yards, which is very low for him.
Yeah.
I'm just kind of confused why they haven't really been going to him at all this season.
Well, you got to remember that Murray is on a campaign right now. So whenever you have a running game like that, the receivers are going to, you know...
No, I'm talking about on the Redskins.
Garçon.
Oh, my bad. Yes, Garçon.
Yeah. I mean, we have Alfred Morris.
I'm still thinking about Dez Bryant.
He played...
My bad. Go ahead.
He had 18 carries for 73 yards and a touchdown. So their run game, both teams were able to establish a pretty strong ground game. Do you guys agree? You think that they need to kind of interject Garçon back into this offense a little bit more?
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, we didn't see much from him. He's a good player. I feel like we've seen more from him in the past. And, like, it was funny when you said that. Even tonight, I was wondering, I'm like, is he hurt? Like, why are they not utilizing him as much? I mean, like, I don't think he can do the long ball like Jackson can. And I understand there's different needs for different receivers. But I thought that we were going to see more of him. Because the Redskins played Monday Night Football a few weeks back, and we talked about this. And I feel like we almost talked about this same thing about him and how much play time or plays he's getting. And we were all like, he should get more.
And we probably talked about it because he's on my fantasy team, so I know that he's not getting anything. And it's just, last year I had him on my team too, and he's a dynamic player. He's a strong receiver. Right. He's very good. I just don't understand if it's maybe, you know, a new offense that they're running and he's just... With the addition to Deshaun, I guess maybe that drops his amounts of targets.
The problem is this. The acquisition of Deshaun Jackson. Obviously, that's your high-profile receiver. You're going to try to feed him more. Two, he's had three different starting quarterbacks.
Yes.
Right.
So he can't develop a chemistry with the quarterback as well. So I think you look at some of those factors.
And game strategies can change from quarterback to quarterback as well.
Exactly. So, you know, you put those together, and I think that's the reason why he hasn't been as productive this year. He's still a great receiver, still has it in him, but there's just a lot of change going on. And Santana Moss, I would like to see them revive him as well.
Yeah, he went in once tonight.
Yeah.
He was still in the league?
Yeah. Yeah. He's and he can still get it done, too. Yeah. He can still get it done.
A minute.
Even that,
Brad. Tanner, where you at, boy? Seeing you in a minute, bro. Get in there. It's been a while.
That sounded like a line from like a Friday movie or something.
Right.
Or Coming to America or something.
I just feel like I haven't seen him in forever.
He's Santana's still around. He's still around.
Call in if you want.
Yeah.
Santana. Michael.
What's that number again?
All you guys.
424-256-1729. 424-256-1729.
Actually, before they acquired Deshaun, Santana was more of their, you know, deep threat receiver.
He was.
You know.
But they're not, you know, I miss him. He's a fun player to watch.
He was.
Yeah, so I guess that makes sense what you're saying, you know, different quarterbacks. He hasn't been able to establish a relationship with any of them. And also, you know what I noticed with Colt McCoy tonight is a lot of the times when he's feeling the pressure and he's trying to get out of the pocket, he can't, like, he doesn't scan the field like maybe an Andrew Luck or, you know, other quarterbacks like that, where if they see there's nobody open here and they look to the right and they scan the field for an open receiver, he kind of gets stuck of where he's looking and can't really do much after that. Did you guys feel the same way? Did you kind of see that with him?
I feel like they mentioned that, too, that you can, like, tell where he's going.
Yeah,
the commentators were saying, yeah, you were, like, you knew it? Where he would zone in on and he would go.
His reads? Looking off the...
I can't even think of it right now. There's a term when they say you're... The quarterback is... damn it, somebody's going to... Correct me on this on YouTube.
Quarterback is giving away where he's going with it?
Their reads. Tell us something is a term.
Okay. So anyways.
Exactly. Like, he would just, it wasn't like he was faking. There wasn't a lot of stuff where he would, like, make up think one thing another. Mm-hmm. It was pretty clear where he was going with the ball. And if that didn't work, he'd run. He had a couple really good runs. He scored a touchdown.
That was my play of the game right
there. Yeah, he's got balls.
That 7-yard scramble he did.
That was a big.
Straight up the gut.
Yeah.
That was a big confidence booster for him.
Yeah.
Definitely.
He's a pretty mobile guy. He was pretty mobile in college.
Yeah. People forgot at Texas he was a mobile quarterback too. And we know that Washington has a lot of plays in their package for mobile quarterbacks, obviously because of RG3. That's something that Colt McCoy, depending on how long RG3 will be out, Colt McCoy can benefit off of.
Right.
I'd like to see McCoy play at least one more game. I liked watching
Me too.
Him. You know, and again, it's not like he came in and was like a star or whatever, but I feel like he played a good game.
A solid game.
Yeah, he played a solid game. Like, and for his first game with them, like, I don't know, man. It's like I sit there and I watch
him. He may get another shot.
Yeah.
Because really, this may be his last chance to really earn a starting spot somewhere in the league. Otherwise, he'll just be a backup the rest of his career. So I would like to see him get a, you know, an opportunity.
Yeah. Well, it'll be interesting to see what they do in that quarterback position, I suppose, in the next couple of weeks with RG3, his impending return. He practiced before the game, and there were rumors that he may come in, may make an appearance. So I think that he probably will come back in the next week or two.
Please don't rush him back.
Yeah. I know.
Washington, don't do it. It's not worth it.
No, he's just going to go right back out.
Thank you.
People in general, you're just very susceptible to re-injury once you've injured yourself once. And he's done it twice now. Well
you're not modifying
times.
Your gameplay. Yes, yeah, it's going to happen.
So I just don't... I feel like he's kind of... I don't think there's ever going to be... He's ever going to return to that first season form. I think he's always going to be struggling with injuries.
Just his build, too. Like, he always he gets flung around like a rag doll. He's not like a really, like, stocky...
Gotta be stronger.
...guy. He's not like his build. He's like really lean. And you know he was like a track star in college.
He was a hurdler.
Yeah, he was a track star. This guy's really fast, you know. But he has that track build also. So it's kind of like...
I wonder if that makes him more prone to the injuries because of the running and the stuff.
He actually kind of runs like he's on the track. He's really fast. He's got that stride. But when you get hit, watch out because
you ain't just tripping over a hurdle.
You're not putting your You're not putting your center of gravity running on the track is totally different than running on a football field. It's not the same.
I'm going to just say this. There is a specific reason in the 2012 draft why Indianapolis took Andrew Luck with the first pick over RG3. And I remember that was very controversial at that time. They were like, because RG3 was coming off the Heisman Trophy.
Right.
A lot of people viewed him as the most, proficient dual threat ever.
Had the Subway commercials coming out.
Yep. And then Indianapolis passed on him, took Andrew Luck with the first pick. And
smart.
They wanted
someone who had the future of a Peyton. They wanted a Peyton-esque guy.
I was going to say that. That is true.
Yeah. And they would have kept Manning if they could have. I mean, it was just...
Well,
I think once they saw they had the opportunity to land either RG3 or...
Right, but if Manning wouldn't have got hurt, he would have been...
Who knows?
He could still be there. Right. But because he got hurt, then Andrew Luck came up. Then, of course, it was like, okay,
this
works.
They would have still brought Andrew in, and they would have had Peyton mentor Andrew the first few years.
That's exactly what I was saying.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well... Lots of quarterback controversies throughout the league, honestly.
Colt McCoy.
But I want to get back into...
Bring Brett Favre back.
Yeah.
Might as well.
Yeah, seriously. Just bring him...
You know the most upsetting thing? I don't know why. Yeah, go ahead.
Jake. I have no control over this.
Don't hate me because I'm the Jets fan. I'm easy to be picked on. But... I saw actually today a picture. Someone had doctored a picture that showed Johnny Football in a Jets jersey.
Ooh, that would now that would be interesting. And plus, that's a big market in New York. I can see that.
I think that'd be a smart idea.
Bring Tebow back.
Well, they were saying that because Tebow and Percy, because they played together in college.
Yes, that would be
At Florida, that's right. I forgot about that. Mm. You know who else played on that team with them at Florida? Mm. Aaron Hernandez.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, that was random. But
Know what else he does?
He kills people.
I know, that was horrible. Sorry, that was a horrible red.
Oh, you're back in timeout.
Anyway. So, this game went into overtime, you guys.
I knew it was gonna.
I feel like the Redskins defense won that game for them. Do you agree with
me? I feel like Tony Romo lost that game for them.
You really don't think the Redskins defense played really well?
Actually, I agree with you.
They did, but I feel like the momentum that the Cowboys had, that if they would have kept that momentum, and if Tony Romo wouldn't have come back in, they would have been able to get close enough to kick a field goal and win.
That is the one time I will agree that Tony Romo did lose the game for them.
Yeah, I feel like Whedon was on point.
I'm going to get you a jersey, Kevin.
He was feeling like, this is my opportunity. I'm going to take this game. I'm going to win this game for my team. He had that in him, that X factor that we talk about that Tony Romo didn't have. He came back into the game. He's like, I'm hurt. What am I going to do? I'm going to save the day. No, I'm not. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And it didn't work.
I'm going to get him a jersey that's half cowboy, half 49er. And on the back, he's going to say, Roperdick. Since he's jumped on his cowboy thing.
That's my thing. I just think that Romo gets an unfair deal, and he is always wrongly scrutinized. I think he's a great quarterback, and
I love his passion.
He's great. He's a great quarterback. Consistent.
No, you know what it should say on the back? He's YOMO. Good.
What should it say?
YOMO.
Oh, Young.
Steve Young.
YOMO.
Were they the same number?
I don't know.
Steve Young was eight.
Yeah,
Steve Young was eight. The best number eight of all time, if you look in that number thingamajigger.
All right.
All right, well.
The best number eight of all time was who?
Cal Ripken was the best number eight of all time.
Kobe Bryant would argue that.
He's 24. Well, anyways.
Yeah. I said Kobe Bryant would argue that.
One more defensive player. I just want to make a mention, even though you guys don't think that Redskins defense saved the day, I felt like in overtime that they won that game for them. We had Keenan Robinson. He was the NFC defensive player of the week last week. He had 10 tackles, one sack, and a tackle for loss in the game tonight. He was definitely made his presence known in that defense. We also had Bashaud Breeman, who is a rookie out of Clemson.
He was sick.
Who forced the fumble. Yeah,
he was great.
They had a few guys on that team. And then, you know, with them missing Arakpo and a couple of their other defensive players, you know, I felt like they stepped up tonight, and I felt like their defense played really well.
Yeah, Breeman totally stepped up. I mean, mm-hmm. he had those plays. And it's funny because a lot of those plays that he had, like where he blocked the passes, I feel like it was so dialed that I would have expected some of those plays to be called penalties, but the way that he did it and got in there and his positioning was so like smart that it wasn't a penalty at all. Mm-hmm. I thought he was really good.
Well, it was definitely an exciting Monday Night Football game. I like when they're close like that, which is cool.
In the beginning, it was almost like the ball had grease on it.
Yeah.
It was like turnover.
And now it was weird.
Yeah, it was lots of... It was
exciting
crazy.
Football action Monday night.
Totally. So let's get into predictions.
Oh, shit. Who plays Colts and the Giants?
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
Yes. So first we can start. I think we skipped this last week. I don't know why, because I was just like not thinking or something. But
I brought it up.
I know you did. And then when I thought about it after, I was like, we always do that. Why did I say no? But anyway, so the Redskins are at the Vikings on Sunday. I'm going to take the Redskins. I think that they have the momentum. I think that they're better than this Vikings team. They're struggling. I think this was a good, necessary must win, or much needed win, I should say, for the Redskins. And I think that they're going to win.
What's their record now?
They're 3-5. And the Cowboys, who are 6-2, are playing the Cardinals at home.
And the Vikings are what?
I'm not sure what the Vikings are. I think maybe
Minnesota, they're 3-5.
3-5, too. Okay. Yeah. I think the Cardinals are going to beat the Cowboys. So I'm taking the Redskins and the Cardinals.
You think the Cardinals are going to beat the Cowboys?
Yes.
In Dallas?
Yes.
And what's the Cardinals record?
They're 6-1.
Okay. The Cardinals are the last team. Well, actually, them and Denver that have lost one game.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The Eagles. Oh no, did the Eagles?
Yeah, Philly. They're 5-2.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
What you think, Darius?
I'm inclined to pick the Cardinals,
okay.
But the Cowboys are pissed right now.
But it's like, what's the extent of Romo's back injury? They say it's a back contusion, but is he going to play through all this pain? And
I would almost say, if Romo plays, they lose.
Yeah.
If he doesn't, they win.
Yeah, see, that's why. That, exactly.
I like him. I like that.
Because I'm kind of really thinking like along those lines
like his,
as well.
Yeah, I like his
passion.
That's
why I'm like, oh.
So are you taking Redskins or Vikings?
I'll go with the Redskins. That's a hard choice.
And you're
choice,
going
though.
With the Cardinals, or are you going to go
sorry.
With the Cowboys?
No, I did say. Wait. Oh, Cardinals.
You said Cardinals. Yeah.
Redskins and over Cardinals. Vikings. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Cardinals over Cowboys.
That's my pick, too. Kevin?
Yeah, Redskins over Vikings, definitely. I think that Colt McCoy now has all the confidence in the world. I think that he's filled with confidence now. He's going to head into the next game against Minnesota, and he's going to take care of business because he knows he has the world watching him now.
Yep.
He's going to prove himself. As far as the Cowboys and the Cardinals, I say the Cardinals. And the reason I say the Cardinals is because it all depends on Romo's injury. If he's going to try to play injured, yeah, I think that's going to be a detriment to the team. But if he does recover fully, I would actually say if Romo's fully recovered and starting, I would put the Cowboys over the Cardinals. But if he's not, if he's 60%...
Well, but that's hard to say, because was he fully recovered coming into this game? Like, is he fully recovered over his back, or is he more prone to getting hurt again because of that previous injury?
Well, of course he's more prone, but I don't think he had any issues coming into this game.
Exactly.
He got hit really hard.
Yeah.
And...
That's part of the game. You don't play injured.
No, but
that
hit that he took that messed up his back, you know.
Right, but I'm saying if his back wouldn't have previously been injured, he wouldn't.
Right, no, so that's what I said. Yeah. He is more injury prone, but I don't think he was having any issues, at least as far as we know.
Yeah.
Getting into this.
I'm going to. God, I don't want to pick the same because I like when we have some, you know.
No,
it is what it is. I'm going to pick the Redskins and the Cardinals, too.
So, okay, for Monday Night Football, then, we have the Colts and the Giants, and they're playing in New York. The Colts just lost tremendously.
Oh, Ben Roethlisberger just annihilated them.
Yeah.
He just...
So it's the Colts and the Giants in New York.
And all.
But will Manning annihilate them?
But the Giants are coming off a bye week. So this is a tough decision for me. I don't know.
Ugh. Giants.
I know. I kind of want to go with the Giants as well. I feel like they have... Actually, you know, it really depends. I wonder if Rashad Jennings will be back this week. Because Andre Williams wasn't really able to establish much of a run game for them. Rashad has been playing well. So I'm wondering if he's back, that'll probably add to... be a factor in them winning. I don't know.
Pick a team.
Any team.
I'm going to go Colts.
All right.
Okay.
You said Giants, Thaddeus?
Yes.
Kevin?
I'm going Giants.
Steph?
I'm going Giants, too. I got to go Giants.
All right.
I feel like
I need to mix it up for you guys.
Yeah,
Thank you.
So at least there'll be one, maybe three wrong. Who knows?
And I'm going to put it out there. The New York Jets are going to win this weekend against Kansas City. Boom! With Michael Vick.
Against Kansas City?
In with Kansas City?
Ooh. Yeah.
Okay.
What do I get if we win? Come on.
I'm going to roll with you because I'm a Vick fan. So I'm going to roll with you on that.
Yeah, well.
Straight up.
You guys, thank you so much for tuning in. Tell everyone where they can find you, lovely people. Steph?
Ladies first.
You guys can find me on Instagram and Twitter at IamStephZ. Go to my stuff because I need you to vote for me. Click on the link in my bio for both of those and cast a vote. Thanks, bye.
Yeah, please vote for this girl. Her video is amazing.
Yes.
I vote all the time.
Yes.
All right. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at HeyKevinJohn, or you can also find me on Tony Romo's website. I'm the president of it.
of the fan club.
That's a joke, obviously.
I love you.
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Club Thaddeus, GQJedi.com. You can find me here, AfterBuzz, Mondays for America's Next Top Model, Sundays for Homeland, and Thursdays okay. for How to Get Away with Murder.
You can find me there, too.
Okay. Well,
we're doing drops for other shows.
I am Tina Kaplan. You can find me at Tina Kap on Instagram and Twitter. And we really love you guys watching us. Keep leaving your comments. Let us know what you think about this game, next game, any game. If you want us to talk about something specific, less Jets. I know you guys don't like the Jets, but just tell us. Leave
actually,
the comments.
If you read the comments, we're getting more and more Jets fans.
No, I know, I know.
Who's our one fan? What's his name again?
Rev Clavor.
Big shout out to you. Thanks for watching.
Love you guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
It's like a buzz.
See you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.